Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Of the gospel. Let me read, beginning at verse 45. And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible man must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Amen. Bow with us if you would. Father, thank you for your word. We pray that you would open this truth to our hearts. And may in every way it honor you and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ, our sacred Lamb. May we lift you up and give hallelujahs today to the one who is worthy. We praise you as we ask for the unction to deliver it, in Jesus' name, amen. People love a good mystery, but I'm going to share with you a few today as we think about what it means to be a part of the resurrection. Now, everybody except me is facing a graveyard which houses many bodies that have gone before us. And within this very truth, there is a mystery today. I believe, you see, that there is a resurrection coming for all of those who believe. There is a resurrection of the dead. And that is a mystery. That's a mystery to everyone, because most of us or none of us have seen that occur yet. We've not experienced it personally. But what we do know is that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And because he rose from the dead, then we also know that we will raise from the dead. Now, there's some mysteries that go along with the ultimate mystery of the resurrection. And I want to talk about first the difference between the inward man and the outward man. It's a mystery to most. Most people don't understand that there are two. There's an inward man, one that, whom the Bible referred to as the spiritual part. And then there's the outer man, the man which you see here. There's a fleshly man, the Bible said, born after Adam, the same similitude, flesh and bone, blood and sinew. All of these things exist in the fleshly man, Adam. But may I say, he is different than that which God breathed into Adam and made him a living soul. Because Adam was born two parts, not just flesh, but also spirit, every man has a responsibility to understand and believe that there is a place we will live that is beyond this earth. The first man we bear the image of. According to Paul, we look like him, we act like him, and we go like him. Every man here today will experience the same thing that Adam and Eve did. They will die. There is an end to this first man. There's an end to it, and it's likely a graveyard if the Lord don't come back first. There is an end to the fleshly man, the earthly man. There's a stopping point. There's an expiration date, and it will come to everyone that is here. That's part of being part of the first man. But the mystery to the first man is that there is another man. There is one in whom God breathed the living soul. There is one that will live forever somewhere. Whether it be heaven or in the torments of hell, that person will live there also forever. Inward man and an outward man, that's a mystery. Many people today don't understand that. If you've been born again, that awareness has been brought to you. Because what's on the inside has been quickened, made alive, made a new creature in Christ Jesus, and now the inward man is prepared for glory and expectant to receive it. The difference between the inward man and the outward man to most of the world today is a mystery. They don't understand it because their inward man is yet dead in their own sins and trespasses. But all of us, like the first Adam, will go back to the dust from which we came. We'll all go back to a grave. And up until the point where Jesus rose from the grave, every man was captive to the power of death in the grave. And yet what Paul says here today was that the mystery of the gospel was that Christ arose, forever establishing an opportunity for the inward man to have a new home, a place where only God's people can go. You see, the mystery of the inward man and the outward man you'll not ever understand until you've come to Calvary, until you've recognized there was one died for you, and you accept the shed blood of Jesus Christ for your own sin to be born again. And being born again gives us that new man. It awakens, quickens, makes alive the inner man. And that is prepared for heaven. But mystery number two, the apostle said in this chapter, he spoke specifically about it. He said, "Behold, I show you a mystery." He said, "We shall all be changed." I want you to think about this because there's none of us ever experienced it yet. But there is a difference, you see. You have to understand the difference between the outward man and the inward man. There's a day coming when the outward man will lay down. It will die officially here, and they will bury it somewhere. And that man, that flesh, that body will decay. The corruption will set in the very instant that you breathe your last breath. The corruption of the body itself will begin to decay and go back to the dust of the earth. And you say, "What a horribly morbid thought." May I say to you today that that's not the end. What the apostle said is this is a mystery. It's something that without the revelation of the Word of God, you'd never understand this truth. You'd never know this truth. But may I say to you today that what lays in the graves, though we would not want to see it with these earthly eyes or smell or anything that exists under the ground out here, well, I want you to understand today, they'll be changed if they're born again. Amen. It'll be changed. There's a change coming. The Apostle Paul in this chapter was referring specifically to the rapture, to the time when the Lord would come and he'll sound a trumpet. At the trump of God, the Bible said that we shall all be changed. Now, let me be clear. I'm referring to those who have been born again, to those whose hope is in Christ, who have been set free by the grace of God. And in the same regard, friend, as the sun rises up over the mountain, we may see one day those graves burst open. Is it a mystery? It is indeed. But I understand what's going to take place. And if you're born again, I want you to understand this truth too. That when that day comes, when the trumpet of God shall sound, when Christ will return, and that to retrieve those that are His, we shall all be changed. The mystery for those that have already died believing in Christ. At the very moment, according to the apostle, in the twinkling of an eye, these graves will burst open. Only the redeemed. Only the children of God are going to heaven. entire world is not going to heaven. It is only those who have come to believe in Christ and through the shed blood have been cleansed of their sins and made new. But for those on that day, I show you a mystery. That when God sounds that trumpet, those that have died in Christ, those graves will open. It will not be a corruptible body that comes forth that day. For those that have decayed and gone away, been under the ground for years and decades, may I say to you, the apostle said the mystery of this truth is that they will raise, the corruptible will raise incorruptible. The mortal will be changed and made immortal. I don't care if there are ashes out there. He will change them and they will raise with a new body. And so shall they be with the Lord forever. Now, there's no question that at the time the dead raise, that when Christ raptures the church, that there will be people alive on this earth. There will be those that are believers in Christ that have looked for His coming. May I say to you that they will not precede those that died. They will rise first, but in the twinkling of an eye, those of us which remain shall be changed. This mortal will change to immortality. This corruption will change to incorruption. And brother, we're all going to leave here changed. He's going to change the first man. He's already changed the inner man. The very instant you leave this world, the very moment that your body is gone from here, they'll lay it down, but the inward man goes on. The Bible said to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. It shouldn't be a mystery to the people of God today. When we cease to exist in the flesh, brother, my spirit is going on to the place that He promised me to go. I've been born again, you see. And because of the power of His resurrection, I have a hope today. To the world, it's a mystery. But to the believer in Christ, it is our very hope today. Because Jesus rose from the dead. The Bible said, Paul said it like this very clearly, when the corruption has put on incorruption, and the mortal has put on immortality, he said, then shall be brought to pass that saying that death is swallowed up in victory. We don't know it yet, but here we find this hope in the truth of His Word, that through the power of Jesus Christ and the resurrection, that we also have that same hope of a resurrection. Those that have gone on to be with the Lord, we know where they're at right now. They're with Him. Their soul is with Him. But it's awaiting the other change. It's awaiting that day when He will resurrect every body, and change it. And a glorified body will go to be with that soul. And there shall we all forever be with the Lord. Now, this is a mystery to the world. But to the church of Jesus Christ, we ought to rejoice today. Because we know the truth. This is not the end. There's a better place coming. There's a better day. Thank God for this hope. But it wouldn't be right, it wouldn't be fair, it wouldn't be loving, it wouldn't be kind. If I didn't tell you today, if you're here and you're lost, you're going to miss this. Not only will you miss the glory of heaven, not only will you miss a place of perfect rest and peace, but you will spend eternity in a place of torment that was not prepared for man, it was prepared for the devil and his angels. But you will go there and He will put you there if you reject His Son. There is no greater sacrifice, no more wondrous sacrifice than that the Lamb of God came to earth, became flesh, so he might die in the flesh and defeat death for you and I. But if you reject this truth, you reject that Christ, you reject the Lamb of God, there is but one end for the lost and the wicked, and that is the eternal punishment in hell. This neither is a mystery. Though we've not seen it, we know clearly what's going to take place. For the people of God, when they leave this world, they're going to be with him. And their bodies will meet them at some point when he calls it. But for those that die lost, having rejected Jesus Christ as their Savior, there is no more remedy. There is no hope, there is no peace, there is no hope of resurrection for the dead. The only time that they will depart from that torment is to stand before the judgment of a holy God and then be cast into a lake of fire. There is no remedy, friend, except Christ. You must be born again. To escape that has never been found. Christ alone walked out of death. Christ alone defeated the grave. There is one hope, and we rejoice today in that hope alone. Jesus lives. He's not dead, and just because he lives, we live also. Amen. The hope we have today is a mystery to the world, a mystery to all. But as the same hope that we had of the sun rising over a mountain, shining in our faces, bringing us hope again. May I say to you today, you can be assured that Jesus is coming. Thank the Lord. It's a mystery, but to those that have been born again, it's been revealed. And that's what the apostle's trying to get, not just the believer, but the unbeliever to recognize that this isn't the end. We're grateful that you've come today, and I wish every one of you the blessed of Easter's. But the most important thing is make sure you know in your own heart that Christ lives, that he lives in you. If there's not a new man on the inside, if the inner man is not prepared to meet Christ, there's no hope for either. We love you. God bless you. Would you stay with us and eat with us? We're going to bless the food now. And if you'll give us just a minute, we'll carry all these chairs back in. Anybody that can help, we'd appreciate that. Join us at 10. If you can get here at 10, I hope it doesn't push anybody too hard to get here at 10. But we welcome you to come back. Morning service at 10 o'clock this morning. God bless you is our prayer. Would you bow with us as we dismiss? Father, thank you for your word. We thank you for the hope that comes in this truth, that you did not hide the truth from us, the mystery of the resurrection, and that the resurrection is there for those that believe, who have been set free. There is no resurrection from the dead apart from Christ, apart from being born again. There's no resurrection. There's no freedom from death, nor hell, nor the grave. And yet through Christ we live and we have this hope, the hope of the resurrection. Thank you for this truth. God, touch every heart that's here. Every heart be made aware of their condition throughout all eternity. May they understand where they are. May they call upon you if they're not right. We love you. We pray for the food that's been prepared. We thank you for it. Pray that you'd bless it. May all of these things honor you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.